of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. It's Alicia with Endurance Fitness. How are you?
Great. Alicia, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Sorry, I know you left me a couple messages and I left you a couple messages. I was hoping you could help me out. I am trying to get in touch with Financial Pacific Leasing, which is one of the leases that you would help me set up. The numbers that I have on them, it's just you can only leave them messages, and I'm not getting any calls back. And I just need a copy of the lease agreement.
I think I actually have a copy of it.
Oh, you do? I looked back through our emails, but we talked so much that it was hard to, like, even figure out. Because I remember you saying, like, the way I scanned it and I signed it in blue, like, I wouldn't need to send in the originals, but I never saw the attachment that I sent to you.
Yeah, usually they keep it in the file. Let me see. It was underneath a different business, though, wasn't it?
Mount Pleasant Fitness. Elma Fitness LLC.
So that's right. You know, I'm just going to look underneath your name. It's probably the best way to do it. It's A-L-E-S-H-A?
Yep. And then T-H-A-Y-E-R.
Gotcha. Go figure. Didn't pull anything up.
Elma Fitness LLC, I believe, is the legal name.
It should pull you up this way. But, I thought Alma was the one we did the working capital on, but it could be wrong. I'll find it for you either way, though.
Okay.
Let's see here. A-L-M-A. Yeah, the Alma Fitness we did the working capital on. The other company was, what was the name of the other company?
Mount Pleasant Fitness LLC.
That's right. Mount Pleasant. So weird. Unless I did them both on this location, but I don't think so. Let's see here.
Your last name is Sanders, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I could look through her emails to you. That's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, because the working capital was through BizFi, and I have all of those docs. It's the other, it was the loan for the equipment, and it was Financial Pacific Leasing is who you'd send that one to.
Yeah, the only thing is I still have my old laptop. They switch us to regular computers and from a Mac to a, from an Apple, from a PC to a Mac. But I can find it. Here. I held on to my old laptop. Like, you can have this thing. Alicia, okay. It's working capital. I think I just found it, actually.
Okay. Yeah, like, I have it right here in front of me, but it's not the signed copy.
Oh, you need a signed copy. Yeah.
I have what you sent me, but then I printed all that and I sent it all back. And I remember you saying, because we don't have a FedEx by us, but you said that they would accept the scan documents because it came through so clear. But that's what I need is like the, you know what I mean, the final.
Yeah.
Document of it, and like I've tried. I've reached out to Financial Pacific 3 or 4 different times and left messages, and nobody.
Yes, I do. You know what? I thought, because on the documents, because I have looks like I have the ones that, just the originals as well, not the signed ones, that in the email at least, I should have it on the file, but it's under DBA's Endurance Fit Stop. Let me see if I can find something under just Fit Stop.
Okay.
That might be where it's at. Well, I'm obviously the rep here that did this. I'm looking at the loan documents right now. So weird. Thank you. may have came from David. I think I may have scored here.
Okay.
Sorry, it's just taking so long. But.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. I'm just going back through all of my emails, too, and I just keep coming up with, even like when I go to my sent mail, but it's obvious I sent it to you. It doesn't make any sense.
You think David Preble might have sent them?
Maybe. What is David? Let me see if I have any emails with him. What's his last name?
Preble.
Yep. Okay, let me see. I only have one correspondence with him, and just as Haley, I spoke with Dennis today.
So, this is actually pulling up your working cap alone. I do this.
Yeah, it looks, unless it's something like you sent to David, because I only have one correspondence with him at all.
I'm just kind of going through. It might have been, you may have faxed it in. And
no, I know I emailed it.
Oh, did you? Okay. Because you remember the conversation, right? So, received. Okay. Yeah, I have the email that I sent them to you. I'm just not seeing the originals either. So weird.
Where else would we find them? I mean, you would think somewhere you would have had to have them or put them somewhere, right?
Yeah, we created an online file and we actually archive it in there for you. Just a reference if you ever need a copy or we need a copy or whatever. And being that there's two files, I can't find a file for the equipment. So I'm wondering if, I mean, I know that I believe I did this for you at least.
Yeah.
Well, if it was another rep, if I just
did it. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Let's see here. I have the invoice from the vendor.
Yeah, that's what I was like. That's why I knew for sure it was through you because I see where I was sending you the equipment that we were buying, and you know, I don't understand.
I think I just found them. I did. Okay. Oh, yep, I found them.
Okay, can you email them to me?
Absolutely. Just the same email address.
Yeah, it's AliciaSay1@yahoo.com. Is that what you have?
Yes, just want to double check. Yep, I should do, Alicia. Okay, I'll get this right over to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Okay, sounds good.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.